Rusty Quill Presents Chapter and Multiverse.
Aha! Back for the conclusion of my little Wild West tale, are you? Of course you are. I am an excellent storyteller, after all. Where were we last time? Ah, yes. Our vampiric protagonist had gathered some information at the local saloon, where I just happened to be filling in for the regular bartender. That gunbo was rather forward, I must say. And then they made their way to the ostentatious mansion of Jedediah Fenton, with the goal of turning him into a vampire and giving him over to their reluctant werewolf allies. So, without further ado, let's get started.
Hello and welcome to Chapter and Multiverse, the actual play podcast where we explore the same city across multiple parallel universes. I am your game master, Maddie Searle, pronouns she, her, and today we will be playing our final episode of Vampire Cowboys, a game which I hacked from Lasers and Feelings by John Harper, with a little bit of inspiration from Dead Channel by Grant Howitt thrown in. But before we go any further, I would like to introduce our wonderful and talented players. Could you please let me know your name and pronouns and your character's name and pronouns, starting with Lowry?
Hello, I am Lowry, she, her, and my character is Choo Choo Strong Start. Also she, her, brand new vampire, just learned to suck blood. Thank you very much.
Wonderful.
Success. We're all very proud.
No fainting, yeah.
All right, Helen.
Hi, I am Helen. My pronouns are she, he, and they. And my character is called Squishy Chewing, and their pronouns are they, them. And they are an ancient vampire who is very grumpy all the time and likes gold.
Fantastic. And Lydia.
My name is Lydia, pronouns they and she, and I am playing Gumbo Baggins. He, him, and charming all the way of it. Yeah.
Woo. And Ben.
I'm Ben Meredith, pronouns he, him, and I'm playing Cigar Lionel, pronouns he, him.
Fabulous. Okay, so last we left off, you had successfully infiltrated the mansion of Jedediah Fenton, having encouraged the servants to enter gangs/unions. Choo-choo has successfully drained the blood of the wife of Jedediah Fenton, as yet unnamed. And now the man himself has just burst through the door, a hulking man with a small and wizened face. And so, what would you like to do as this gentleman bears down upon you?
I mean, Choo Choo is coiled to pounce in the corner of the ceiling. And is just, I mean, she's in a bloodlust. She is going to launch herself straight at his neck and just try and drain him as well. Like, she's not going to be trying to turn him. She's going to forget about that. So, just FYI.
Oh, dear.
All right. So, give me a vampire roll, please.
2, and that's my number.
Oh no.
So, do you want...
Okay, I mean, yeah. Presumably I land directly upon his jugular.
Yeah, absolutely.
Big, throbbing, bulging oh, jugular. God. We have discussed how stuffed with blood this dude is.
Oh, God.
Yeah, absolutely. And you get to ask me a question as well.
Oh, gosh. Is it possible for me to be stopped? Killing him.
That is a perfectly reasonable question. And yes, it is possible for you to be stopped from killing him.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm going to turn on his neck.
Yeah, I think you can all see that Choo Choo is just absolutely going to town. And probably the bloodlust has taken her over so much that you suspect that turning might not be at the forefront of her mind. So if you want to take any action, you can.
I would like to hit her on the head with my walking stick.
Yes. Valid.
Just sort of stop that. Oh.
Please give me 2d6 for a vampire roll, because it is a very ancient thing to do to hit someone with a walking stick.
I love that logic. The older I act, the more vampire I am. I rolled beneath my number. That is a 4 and a 1.
Wonderful. All right. So, yeah, you absolutely clock Choo Choo on the head. And Choo Choo, is this enough to stop you from drinking for a moment?
I mean, it sounds like a pretty good success. Yeah. I mean, I imagine I'm on the floor, just eyes wide, blink, blink, blink. Not blinking, just saying it.
And this massive gentleman is like, "What the hell is going on in here? I'm a respectable gentleman who runs a respectable mine. And what? Hey, you should all get out of here before I call the Pinkerton Detective Agency on your asses."
Well, I mean, I've got to say, you're a very forgiving individual, given that my associate here just tried to rip your throat out. But unfortunately, we're here to do you a mischief, so,
That while you're sweet-talking him, Gunbo is going to sneak around the back and will bite down on that neck, but in a more measured way. As one who were planning to turn
great
a gentleman.
All right. Give me a 2d6 vampire roll, please.
Ooh, a 4 and a 6. So one of them was a success.
So yes, you do manage it. It is not the most elegant of bitings, but it is perfectly functional, and you clamp your teeth into the perfect spot, and soon he is reeling and slumps down to his knees as you begin to drain his blood. Are you going to continue to completion of the turning, or not sure how to phrase it?
I'm going to kind of muffledly say, "So who else to do the turning?"
Well, you're eating him, so it should be you.
I am already here, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, be my guest.
Okay, I'll do that. And what does one in this universe, how does, do I, like...
Yeah, you have to get him to drink some of your blood order to turn him.
Gross. How about we draw a veil over this?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Or
that happens.
Gunbo's stylish in one century, but not this one, cloak. drawn over the picture.
Perfect. Yes. So Jedediah Fenton collapses onto the ground, absolutely pale, ghastly pale, and one arm is just twitching slightly as he lies on the ground. And you know that it's going to take a few hours for the transformation to complete, but when it does, he will rise again undead.
One of us.
Well, not for long. Yeah.
But he was my first one.
No, he was your second one. You ate the other one.
Oh, true.
Yeah, you see that corpse over there? That was your first one.
I know, right?
You're a hungry little vampire.
Yeah. I did it.
Right, then. Where's all this gold, do you think? I start knocking on walls with my stick as if there's going to be like a secret room full of...
It's in his bedroom. The werewolf said so. Did they follow us in?
You look out of one of the windows and they're just standing in an awkward huddle outside.
What is it about them and awkward huddles?
They're just so, like, awkward.
So awkward.
Anyway, should we grab all the gold, shoo out all the servants and burn this place to the ground as a distraction? Take Jedediah back to our camp?
Love it.
Yeah!
Love it. Excellent plan as always.
Anyone who is searching for gold, please give me a vampire roll.
What vampire powers do we use? Sniffing.
Yeah, just your preternatural senses.
Sniff, sniff.
I rolled a 2, so some good sniffing.
I also rolled a 2. Also good sniffing.
Sniff, buddies.
I rolled a 3, so good sniffing, but probably sniffing for more blood, not gold, because I'm just so excited right now.
And I'm not rolling because I'm working on kicking out the rest of the servants.
All right. Fair, yeah.
And maybe, like, just pushing me away gently every now and then when I'm like, blood?
Yeah.
You investigate Jedediah's bedroom and go through his drawers, and he's got an incredible four-poster bed in there. And eventually you manage to discover that there is a button on the side of the four-poster bed that opens the roof of it, and it's got this mansion has very tall ceilings, so the roof of the four-person bed lifts up with plenty of room to spare. And if you climb up a little step ladder that is hanging around in the bedroom, you can go and see that there are just bars and bars and bars of gold just in this very well reinforced top of this four-poster
bed.
Yeah,
I was going to say, like, this is a very heavy thing to have above you as you sleep.
Choo-choo's going to ignore the ladder and just, like, jump straight through.
Whee!
Oh, wait, make sure she doesn't eat anybody up there.
It's just gold!
Good.
Oh, at least I say that. Is it just gold?
It is absolute just gold. It is. There is a lot of it. You are very strong, but it is going to be quite conspicuous for you to be carrying this amount of gold out with you.
Stuff it in all your pockets until I'm spherical and jangly.
All right, perfect. So you are now absolutely laden with gold, and you make your way. And of course, Sigar Lionel has managed to coax the servants out of the house. But as you exit the house, you see that there is a worried-looking middle-aged woman leading a group of about a dozen men towards the house, all dressed in immaculate suits. And the woman is saying, I heard screaming coming from the mansion.
Uh-oh.
And there's something wrong. Look at all these strangers here. And you can tell that these dozen gentlemen are in fact Pinkerton detective agents.
I will whoop back into the house, leaving the servants where they are, run all the way up to the attic and go, right, we got Pinkertons here, so screw the deal, let's get out of here.
that sounds good.
You can see that the werewolves are absolutely just legging it. They're just absolutely legging it away. Before we go any further, are you going to be trying to escape the Pinkertons? Or are you going to be confronting them head on?
I'm going to follow the crowd because I'm just so hyped up I cannot make a decision. Like, if you pointed me at them, I'd probably throw myself at them.
Vanishing into the night with all this jangly is a better move.
I think squishy chewing is going to attempt a last stand with all the gold.
Wow.
I love squishy so much.
With the gold. Why must you be like this, Squishy? Okay, Squishy.
They're a prospector.
Yeah.
Oh, of course.
Found the mother load.
Yeah.
My plan is absolutely to grab a gold bar, leap out of the bedroom window onto my horse and ride into the night.
I'm going to awkwardly jangle my way to my horse. And ride off.
Oh God, I really don't want to abandon you, Squishy, but I think I would follow Cigar because he's my sire.
Squishy has had a long unlife.
No, Squishy.
We're going to be this sad, and Squishy's absolutely going to monster these people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, come on, Squishy. Yeah. Come with us. No?
No.
Sure?
This is more gold than I've seen in my life.
Well, we can take it with us.
You go. This is my new home.
I've got Jebediah over my shoulders. I'm bringing him with us.
Cool. Amazing. I would like the folks who are fleeing to make cowboy rolls to see if you can successfully make a getaway.
Oh, yes! I rolled a 6. That's the only way I can succeed at cowboy.
Yay!
Screw you guys, I'm going home.
I'd like to pitch for reckless because I am leaping from a third floor window onto my horse.
Absolutely. Yes, you may absolutely add an extra die for that.
Well, I rolled over and under, so I did it.
Nice. Fantastic.
I rolled a 3, which is actually cowboy for me. It's over my 2, so I saw 3 and I was like, oh no, but oh no, wait.
Sigar Lionel makes an absolutely daring exit out of the window and onto the horse. And luckily, since you are undead, the pain that you would have if you were alive of landing on a horse would not be as strong.
Well, I'm so glad my nethers are supernaturally strong.
It's a good thing for these horses' spines that they've been eating magic leaves, which give, I guess, super strength as well as the funny sparks.
Also, maybe they're vampires. We never really established that.
Yeah, I'm not sure myself.
The fleeing vampires managed to corral their horses and dressage off into the night.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that bit.
But Squishy is left in front of 12 Pinkerton detectives. Wielding guns.
We believe in you, Squishy.
Yeah, good luck, bye.
Squishy says they brandished their stick in a menacing fashion. And they say, as the cowboys say, how are you? And Squishy is going to attempt to knock all of them out in a similar manner that they clonked Choo Choo on their head earlier. Just basically just like playing a small drum set with their
skulls.
Stick on the Pinkerton's heads.
I'm not going to make you roll 12 times, so I'll just say roll 3 times for the three groups of this dozen Pinkerton agents. So please do a 2d6 vampire roll for me.
Okay, first one. I have a 2 and a 6, so the 2 is a success.
Wonderful.
Second one.
We believe in you.
A 4 and a 6, so still just about a success.
Ooh. Mm. Oh my gosh, you're going to beat them all.
Oh my gosh, come on.
I did just get a 4 and a 3, so another middling success.
Incredible. Please describe to me how you absolutely eviscerate these Pinkerton detectives just as you're by yourself.
Squishy's wizened form becomes a tornado of it's like that scene from X-Men with Nightcrawler. Squishy turns into a bat and like appears behind them and like clonks them on the head and then turns into a bat and goes in front of them and clonks them on the head and is like darting around.
Yeah.
Almost too fast for the mortal eye to see.
Incredible.
But as we're riding away, all we like see and hear are like gunshots and flashes and we're like, oh no.
Yeah, these poor detectives are firing wildly, but none of their bullets connect because you are just too fast.
Squishy, so
you are the knight.
Yes, they are.
Are you clonking them on the head non-lethally or lethally?
I'm going to say lethally because Squishy does not give a sh**.
Absolutely.
Knocking their heads off with your stick.
Valid.
Playing croquet with these cowboy. I mean cowboy in the sense of not being very good at their job rather than being good at being cowboys.
They called them rogue traders in my day.
Yeah, you emerge from this massacre. How is Squishy feeling after this incredible display that none of their friends have seen?
Squishy's just going to be like, well, very pleased with themselves, dust their hands off, piles up the gold bars in a nice little pile, draws the curtains.
They do just live there now.
Yeah, just gets into bed.
And on that note, I believe it is time for us to take a short break. So while Squishy's having a nap, we'll be right back. And we're back. So in the aftermath of this great confrontation, Squishy, are you making yourself at home in this mansion? Do you have any concern for your friends who've ridden off into the night, or are you just completely setting up shop here?
Squishy, I think, is going to not be too worried about their friends because they're very capable. The one who couldn't drink blood has achieved their goal. Yeah. The other two seem to be getting on very well. Squishy's just like, I shall settle here. Aww. In this mansion with hypnotized servants.
Who are unionized, though hypnotized as well.
Sort of.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, Squishy's going to have to re-explain the idea of a union because they told them that a union was where you beat up your boss.
Yeah.
Only if the boss is bad, but if the boss is me, then...
That's probably going to be the conversation that they have. No, yeah, genuinely, I think Squishy's going to be like, this is my forever home.
Aww.
With the rest of the fleeing vampire cowboys, what is up with you? What are you doing? I imagine that you caught up to the werewolves relatively quickly on your horses.
If the werewolves are running back to our camp, I do. But I'm going back to my camp.
Yeah.
Sod the werewolves.
They're heading back to the camp because they're like assuming that they'll meet you there. So yes, absolutely. You make your way back to the camp. Last we left your fellow campmates, they had just discovered that you were vampires. So you return to the camp to discover that it's eerily quiet, and they have taken all their belongings with them, including the only thing left behind is the broken fiddle.
Gosh darn it.
Stringfellow.
I was gonna get him a flute.
This sucks. Damn werewolves.
We should go back and see if those mistreated servants want to join.
Well, yeah, if they want to join a gang.
I think a gang would be better for them than a union.
Yeah, maybe some of them play instruments.
Yeah.
And so as you are discussing this possibility, a stranger wanders into the camp going, "Excuse me, I heard that there was gold in them there hills."
No gold. Here, jangle. No,
I can definitely hear some clingety clank of metal on you. Are you sure there's no gold?
Hey, stranger, how keen are you to keep this conversation going, given the situation where we're in the wilderness, the three of us and one of you?
Presumably, Choo Choo is covered in blood.
Yeah,
nose down, clothes drenched.
And we have an unconscious Jedediah with us.
Over my shoulders. blink.
Yeah, I think this stranger kind of looks between each of you, looks at the corpse question mark.
Oh yeah.
And...
Sorry, I got a quick question for you. Actually, have you ever met God?
Oh God.
That's a strange question, but no, of course I haven't.
Would you like to? And then I'll lunge, because they've seen this with a corpse, right? Like, you can't just be like, and bye-bye! It's the only way.
All right, give me a vampire roll, please.
Do you get dice for quips?
I think, yeah.
All right,
yeah,
I definitely did a preacher quip, so...
Yeah, you did a preacher quip, absolutely.
Fine, I rolled 2 fives, which is over the 3 that I need, so that's fine.
Weren't you doing a vampire check?
It was a vampire
roll. Oh, yeah, I'm an idiot. I fail.
Oh, no. Yeah, you give this very cool quip, and then just absolutely lunge, and the stranger kind of jerks his head to the side in a very agile way, and you just bite thin air as this stranger starts legging it off into the distance.
I'm going to throw Jedediah at the stranger to try and knock him over.
I'm unsure which stat to ask you to use.
That's monstrous strength, right?
Presumably vampire.
Yeah, give me a vampire roll.
4. I miss.
I shoot him.
Please give me a cowboy roll.
Again, I need to get a 6.
But if since you're a gunslinger, you get an extra die as well.
Oh, do I?
But I really want you to fail because I'm enjoying the contrast between what Squishy did to 12 people and 3 of us against one stranger.
Yeah, I've rolled 2 2s. So I fail.
Yeah, just a couple of trees really feel your wrath. But
I had to do that.
Yeah, by now the stranger is pretty far out of sight. So unless you want to absolutely chase them down, then it's probably not worth your while.
I'm getting the feeling this camp is maybe a dud.
Yeah, maybe. Do you think maybe we should see how Squishy's faring?
Well. Here's a quick question before that stranger goes and gets the sheriff. Those werewolves are complete losers and...
absolutely
rubbish. Should we just finish off Jedediah? I don't really want a vampire Jedediah. He seemed like a bit of a...
I don't want to hang out with him forever.
Yeah.
I mean, are the werewolves around? Like,
just as you're discussing this, the werewolves who weren't on the horses start to run up, and Clarabelle's like, "Did I hear you trash talking us again?"
Yep. Because all you did was hang around in an awkward group and then run away.
Yep.
I mean, that's true.
And the Pinkertons are here because of you. and your incompetence. Anyway, Jedediah's wrapped around that tree. He's going to become a vampire in a couple of hours, so you can take him on and deal with him. We're done here, I think.
You didn't accidentally stake him on a twig, did you?
I'm very tempted to get someone to roll a luck check to see if that's
but I think they should only realise once we've left.
Ben, could you please roll me a d6? 1 to 3, Jedediah has been staked on a tree, and 4 to 6, he hasn't.
I rolled a 4.
Oh, lucky.
Yeah.
So he's just slumped at the bottom of the tree, and the werewolves gather up and start to kind of drag him off into the undergrowth. And he's just like, well, I'm not going to thank you for your courtesy, but I am going to thank you for your cooperation. I know that it is not an easy thing for vampires and werewolves to work together, but...
How are you even making thanking us awkward?
Yep.
Well, I guess that's just how it is.
Just edges weirdly back into the dark.
Yeah, does a Homer Simpson back into the hedge. And Kirsty kind of gives a desultory shake of her fist and is like, oh, I'm going to come back and kill you one day, I am.
What, you mean while you're not a werewolf? Okay, I'm really scared, normal person.
Oh no! Cigar, do you think that she might come and get us?
And before they disappear off into the undergrowth, Jimmy Two Toes Bryant gives a final hoo-hoo, and they disappear into the distance.
That was weird.
Yeah, that man was very strange.
I've got an idea.
Yeah.
Why don't we pick some of these magic herbs? And, like, you know, we were in the middle of celebrating a very successful train robbery. Why don't we just move it up to the house?
Hey, wait a minute. They went and took all the goddamn loot from the train robbery! Damn you, Stringfellow Dandy.
We did just find a lot of gold, though, didn't we?
I mean, okay.
Maybe that was the whole plan.
Wait, you think we've been bamboozled?
I think we may have been bamboozled.
Do you think they weren't really awkward? Just very intelligent.
No, I think they were really that
awkward. Yeah. How about we go and I bet by now Squishy has absolutely destroyed them Pinkertons. We go and make Squishy a sorry we've abandoned you cake of, I don't know, blood. And go hang out and rule over the town.
Choo-choo is going to faint at that because that's gross.
Oh, hang on a minute. You just drained a woman. You can't deal with the idea of black pudding.
Oh, black pudding's gross.
We could rule this town and just be a nicer boss than Jedediah. And we're still coming out on top.
You're saying we want to create some kind of vampire town?
Vampire utopia. But not just for us, for everyone. So it's not like we're being, you know, mean. We're just being nicer than that blood-sucking Jedediah.
I mean, okay. Sounds like an interesting idea. I'm going to now start, like, saddling up the horse and be like, okay, yeah, no, that's going to Squishy.
The horse just, like, moves sideways through time. Rotates.
How are we going to square the fact that we've got to kill and drain people of their blood in this utopia?
Do we actually need to kill them?
Well, I mean, I don't think people remain alive when all their blood's been taken out.
Do we need to take all that blood?
It tastes so good.
It does taste really good. Okay, maybe we should just drink everyone's blood. That is actually more straightforward.
You do make an interesting point. I don't think I've ever tried not draining all their blood.
It is so fun.
Yeah.
It's hard to stop. So as you're having this conversation, you make your way back over to the mansion. And you discover absolute ton of corpses just in the front yard of this mansion. And the curtains are drawn, but you can see a little flicker of candlelight behind the curtains.
Well, looks like Squishy weren't.
Was there ever any doubt?
Well, I mean, they had a lot of guns.
Yeah, but Squishy can do that Nightcrawler thing, so, you know.
Don't worry, give it a few centuries and you'll have that power too.
Should we maybe put these in the basement or something? I think.
Can we keep them cold? Like, there's a lot of food here.
Yeah, have some iced blood every now and again.
Can we, like, write "sorry, squishy" with their bodies?
With the bodies.
Or, like, "well done,"
wait,
or "congratulations" with
no,
the bodies.
Sorry, just quickly, what is our purpose here? Because are we... I mean, it's going to be morning soon, and then the townsfolk are going to be like, oh, what was happening at the mansion last night? And then they're going to come, and they're going to find 12 headless corpses outside.
I forgot they were headless.
Okay, how about we put these in the basement?
Okay, yeah, that's probably more
sensible. You go and find all the heads.
Oh, me. Fine. No, I'll go do it. Oh, Squishy hit them so far. There's one right over there.
Oh, that one ended up in the river.
Oh. I'm gonna grumble.
Just digging around under a boot. Found one. Yeah. Oh, no. I think that one's been there a while.
Oh, and that's just a pumpkin.
Squishy, do you think that you are listening out and hearing the kerfuffle of your comrades messing with these corpses? Or do you think you're completely in your own little world?
We will start with Squishy having, like, genuinely being asleep, curled up with a gold ingot like a teddy bear. but it sounds like you're all being loud enough that they're going to wake up. So up they get, and they hobble down the stairs, and they see their friends outside. And they're like, oh, what took you so long?
Well, you left all your mess down here.
Well, I'm only small, and the servants were hypnotized by you, not me. So, you know, it's hard to convince them to do things. And, well, you're here now.
We're sorry we rode off, Squishy. Well, we did that. That was a thing we did. But we're back now.
I mean, I feel like I made it very clear.
Yeah, I mean, I do think that was the right option. Maybe if you'd come with us, you would have hit that guy that all of us failed to...
Okay, well, enough about him.
Yeah, anyway, I found another head. Let's get these in the basement.
And not that you probably care now, but the camp's useless. Oh, and everybody left.
Well, as the cowboys say... Yee-haw!
Yay! Montage. Oh, wait, no, what's the montage? Freeze frame.
Freeze frame. Yeah. Oh, yeah, sorry, we have a vampiric freeze frame.
Throwing a head up into the sky.
Yeah.
And don't you forget about me, please.
And then netball was invented.
And then it just freeze frame, like it freeze frames on each dress, and it just says, Cigar Lionel was killed in the morning. Choo Choo Strong Start was killed in the morning.
No!
Everybody killed in the morning.
But with that kind of nostalgic theme tune playing. So it's like, yeah.
Squishy lived another couple of centuries. Getting smaller and smaller.
And just off in the distance, unbeknownst to all of you, the werewolves completely fail to make the remedy for lycanthropy that they spent so much effort doing, because they chose just the wrong type of plant for the final ingredient. And
but they have all the loot from the train robbery, so
you know. No, I thought the like stringfellow dandy and the rest of them they took all
it was the camp followers who probably took all that stuff,
right?
Because they know where you keep the stuff.
Dang it, pickaxe Patricia.
We killed like 14 people. Well, the rest of us killed 2, and Squishy killed 12 people today.
So, like,
I don't know if we have the high ground.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we do have the high ground. We have a house on the top of a hill.
We've also got a high horse, but more literally than.
So, on that note, thank you so much for listening to Chapter Multiverse and our Vampire Cowboys game. It's been an absolute delight. I would like to ask each of our fantastic players if they have anything to plug and where we can find them on the internet, starting with Lowry.
You can find me at Lowry Tweets, and I would like to plug Enthusiasm again, and that's it.
All right, and Helen?
You can find me at Alecto101, that is A-L-E-C-T-O 101 on Twitter. And yes, I have a podcast with Rusty Quill called Enthusiasm, and it's one of the best things I've ever done.
Yay.
It's a lot of fun.
Very lovely time. No one gets killed.
Yeah, there's absolutely no murder in my podcast.
And Lydia, where can we find you?
You can find me on Twitter at Lyd Nicholas. And I would also like to plug Enthusiasm. It's really
good. Oh, yeah. Yay.
My chicken was a guest on Enthusiasm.
Raptor was a guest on Enthusiasm.
She was, and she did very good.
She did very well.
She screamed a lot.
And Ben, where can we find you?
Well, I'm also going to plug Enthusiasm. Yay. It's cool. But also, I stream nonsense with my brother every Sunday, twitch.tv/thebrothersmeredith.
Thank you once again for listening. We hope to see you next time on Chapter and Multiverse. But until then, from all of us in the space between worlds, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Chapter and Multiverse is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, Sharealike 4.0 International License. It is directed by Maddie Searle and produced by Natasha Johnston, with executive producers Alexander J. Newell and April Sumner. The Eternal Tavern Keeper was played by Kareem Cronford. This episode was edited by Maddie Searle and Kathy Rinella, with music by Nico Batese. Thank you for listening.